EPA staff reduction, reorganization will save taxpayers $750 million. By Sean Moran on July 18, 2025. Environmental Protection Agency, EPA. Administrator Lee Zeldin announced on Friday that its staff reduction and reorganization will save taxpayers $750 million and ensure the agency is better equipped to power the Great American Comeback. Under President Trump's leadership, EPA has taken a close look at our operations to ensure the agency is better equipped than ever to deliver on our core mission of protecting human health and the environment while powering the Great American Comeback. This reduction in force will ensure we can better fulfill that mission while being responsible stewards of your hard-earned tax dollars, Zeldin said in a written statement. Watch, Trump EPA slashes $22 billion in first 100 days. At the beginning of the Trump administration, the EPA had 16,155 employees. When coupled with voluntary retirements, separations, and other reductions in force, RIF, the EPA now has a workforce of 12,448 employees. This includes the 3,201 applications received for the Fork in the Road, Deferred Resignation Program, DRP, and Voluntary Early Retirement, VERA. The REF comprises a number of procedures in accordance with Office of Personnel Management, OPM, regulations. The EPA plans to restructure and eliminate the Office of Research and Development, ORD, to improve the effectiveness and efficiency of EPA operations. The next will involve the issuance of REF notices to individual employees. The EPA is offering the third Deferred Resignation Program, DRP, for eligible employee populations including the ORD staff. The DRP application period will remain open until July 25. In May, the agency announced its next phase of organization realignments to make the agency more efficient to ensure clean air, land, and water for all Americans. Related video, Pam Bondi is fighting back against rogue judges. Following a temporary restraining order and preliminary injunction, the agency paused implementation of these restructurings. After the Supreme Court's ruling on July 8 that provided a stay on the May 22 injunction, the agency moved forward to fill open positions that will advance the Trump Great American Comeback policies. The EPA also announced the termination of the Biden administration's Environmental Justice, Age, and Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion, DEI, wings of the agency. The termination led to a reduction in force of 280 DEI and Age employees and transferred 195 employees who perform statutory obligations and mission essential functions to other offices. Sean Moran is a policy reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on X @SeanMoran3.